I stop?
You may stop, Bruce.
Yes, you can stop. You should not wait a minute.
Thank you. Right, well, it's a great time for us. I won't start with the personal one. That will come in a minute. But yesterday, I received the long-awaited letter from the council, so we can now go forward with the lottery fund and with the porter cabin people. In fact, I've already sent emails to council leaders, to porter cabin, and to Steve Chown, who is very helpful for getting grants. So they've already got emails. And I pointed out that Porter Cabin say that if they come and see the site and then prepare it, they want in advance £10,000. And I've just wondered whether perhaps the council couldn't prepare the ground for us and save that initial money. But anyway, that's by the board. At least we are now, we've got the go-ahead. So there's nothing to stop us going forward. And I did send, there was a meeting of the partnership group in the week last Tuesday. And I said, does everyone realise that they are betraying the Willows by holding back this letter? And it came on Saturday. So there we are. We waited so long for it. And I'm sure some people wonder whether we would ever go ahead. Well, the lights are green. We are going ahead. So that's great. Also to tell you that Jilly has accepted the invitation to be one of the elders, and she is going to be particularly responsible for the services here, because soon we're going to have a lot of work up at the other place, but we do not want to lose them. Marvellous contact we've got with the pub, so that is a very special gifting that Jilly has, and one which we don't want to lose. So there we are. And the next one is that yours truly is now back to driving a car. My lovely grandson has provided, he's paid for it, a second hand, yes, but lovely car. It's a automatic. Because after people said they thought I was heavy on the clutch, I've refused to. So now I've got the car and I've taken it on runs and enjoyed driving it. So I'm not just dependent on Eunice. I am, of course, for lots of things. But and she drove us here today. But I've been right into Torquay. I've been a good way on the Estuary Road as far as Ashcombe and back. And had my grandson with us and with Eunice so that they can tell me if I'm making mistakes. But so that's good for me because it means I can get out myself and I might get to places that I haven't been for a little while. There we are. The other thing is it's Sarah's birthday on Monday, tomorrow, is that right? So, it's not, Brian, you've already had your birthday, haven't you?
Yes.
Graham's after me, I think.
I don't
want Graham again.
Oh, yeah. Graham's is not yet. Graham's is on the 15th of the month, so we've got another Sunday before then, haven't we? Anyway, let's sing happy birthday to Sarah.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Sarah, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Right, over to Julie.
Right. Well, firstly, apologies from Richard, he's away this weekend. Hence no guitar, but we have some lovely backing tracks that he kindly sent. So, so our message today, for life we have a guide, the Bible. Isn't that wonderful? We have God's word. It comes through his Bible, and he speaks to us in different words, but always through his word, the Bible. So, open it at the right page. Good. Okay, so we're going to start today with Be Thou My Vision. And the second verse, Be Thou My Wisdom. Be Thou My True Word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I Thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. So, Lord, we thank you that we can come together this morning. We thank you for that every week that we can be here. And you know, Lord, we've been here many years, and we pray that that will continue. So, Lord, we want to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. And we want to thank you for your word. And for your Holy Spirit to help us understand your word and live our lives as you would have us live. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this precious morning and being together as brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So be thou my vision.
Oh, power of my power.
Lisbon. That's one of the ones we do on the streets. And you get lots of smiley faces as people come by us. And even if we don't get to speak to anyone, we're singing out the Lord's word. So it's a wonderful opportunity. So we're going to sing Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. And it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. So seek ye first.
Be filled with the humility that Jesus showed in his life on earth. You who are the Son of God lived a life of servanthood, and we are reminded of how you said, I have come to serve and not to be served. And your example is there to remind us of how we should adopt a life of servanthood for ourselves. As we seek to be your servants in this world, may others see you. May they see you, Jesus, in all that we do and all that we say. May all our efforts be filled with humility. Help us, Lord, to express a humility that will reach others in such a way that they will want to know more about you. Lord, may we reach out to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the lonely, to those without all the things that we take for granted. And Lord, we want to pray for those that can't be with us today. We think of John and Margaret, Bruce's parents, who cannot leave their own home without help. We pray for Stuart. Lord, how we miss Stuart. But Lord, we ask that you would be his companion, his healer. We pray for Richard, who's not with us today. We pray that you would be his healer. We pray for April, who is still waiting for that operation, still waiting for a date. And we pray for Terry, Rita's son, who has just received message to say that he is clear of anything that could have shown itself. We thank you, Lord, for answer to prayer. And we pray, Lord, for each other gathered here, for our family and friends, and for all those for whom we are concerned. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Robert. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them as they serve you. We pray for Brian. We thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness. We thank you for all that he does, especially on a Tuesday. But we thank you for his faith. We thank you for Deborah and for Graham. And we know, Lord, that Deborah recently has been in quite a bit of pain. We pray, Lord, that you take that pain away, that you would be her healer, and that you would bless both Deborah and Graham as they seek to serve you. We pray for Bruce. Lord, we thank you for all that he does. And we ask that you would be his strength, his wisdom, and his guide. We pray, Lord, for Rita. She too is waiting for her operation, Lord. We ask that you would be with her and that she might soon have that operation and be healed from the problem of pain that she receives in her hip. We pray for Jean. We thank you, Lord, for the way that she serves Stuart. It cannot be easy, Lord, but in love and with great care, Jean is there for Stuart. And we thank you also for her steadfast faith. We pray for Sarah. Lord, not only do we pray that she'll have a happy birthday tomorrow, but Lord, we want you to bless her each and every day. Be all that she needs, Lord, and be with her family and friends. But for Sarah herself, Lord, be her close companion. Be with Eunice and myself, Lord. We love you, and we want to go on serving you in accordance with your will. So, Lord, will you bless all people, and may we shine for you, and may many people be added to your family. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.
So we're going to sing Jesus, Jesus, Holy and Anointed One. And it says, your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Now we have two readings for you this morning, one from the Old Testament and another from the New, and Jean's going to bring both of those to us now. Thank you, Jean.
The first reading is from Psalm 119, verses 97 to 105. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Second reading is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how for infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
So we're going to sing, "Here is love vast as the ocean." And it says, "In thy truth thou dost direct me, by thy spirit, through thy word, and thy grace my need is meeting, as I trust in thee, my Lord."
Kindness has the flood, when the breeze of life arises.
for life, we have a guide. We need a guide, do we not? For life as believers, we have a guide. And that, of course, is the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a concise reference and instruction book for living a life that is pleasing to God. Yes, the Bible is a handbook, if you like. Let us learn more about how it can help us. Number one, the Bible introduces us to God's standard of living. We need to know his standard of living first, don't we? Very early in the writing of the Bible, God gave Moses a set of rules for the people of Israel to live by. These were, of course, the Ten Commandments. The four addressed how the people were to honor and worship God. The last six of how the people were to interact with others. In the New Testament, Jesus clarified God's standard when he said, Matthew 5, verse 48, "Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect." And Mark 12, 30 and 31, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And he said the second is, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Now, with these words, surely Jesus set an unattainable standard for us to live in. Be perfect. As you can see, this standard is probably impossible to meet. Yet, you see, God could not lower it without compromising his own perfection. God, who is perfect, could not set an imperfect standard of righteousness. But the amazing truth of the gospel is that Christ met this standard on our behalf. And so we come to number two. The Bible is a guide. What is the purpose of a guide? To help us find our way. Do we have any idea of where we are going? God, you know, stands ready to point us in the right direction. And he has given us a guidebook, a handbook. That is, of course, the Bible. Psalm 48, verse 14. "This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end." I wonder, do we have decisions to make? Then we can seek directions, you know, from God in his handbook, the Bible. Is there any area of life and living where the Bible cannot help us? The answer has to be no. The Bible, of course, can help us about all things. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Everything the Bible has to be, the Bible has everything that we need. The Bible surely, therefore, has to be the best handbook ever if it can make this kind of claim. There's nothing it cannot help us on. Number three, the Bible is a light. As Psalm 119, verse 05 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." Now, whereas a guide leads us on unknown paths. A lamp provides light for that path, so that we don't trip, fall, or get lost. In this life, we will have times when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But the Bible can be our light to show the way ahead so that we don't stumble. It will help us, my friends, to discern truth from error, and it will expose Satan with all his lies and deception. Study the Bible, yes, so that we will be able to see our way clearly and stay on the right path, God's path. Let it always be our guidebook for life. And the next one, the Bible is a map. A guide, all right, leads the way. A lamp lights the way. But a map shows the way. Do we realize that Earth is not our home? It's a home that we are only passing through. The Apostle Paul calls us foreigners and exiles. As a pilgrim in this world, we must study God's map to know the way. If we ignore the map, we will wander aimlessly through life and risk missing out. You see, life is a difficult journey with unpredictable twists and turns. So to ensure that we don't lose our way, let us look to the Bible. It is our roadmap. It indicates safe routes and obstacles to avoid. It will point us to our final destination, which of course is heaven. The next one, the Bible equips us. Yes, it equips us. Most handbooks are training manuals. If we want to do our job well, then we must read and follow the instructions in the manual. And it's the same way with the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says the Bible is useful, or if you like, the Bible is profitable. There are not many things in life that we can say absolutely 100% are profitable. But the Bible makes that claim for itself. So let's look. What is the Bible profitable for? Well, one is teaching. The Bible is God-breathed. It is from Him Himself, which makes its teaching a source of authority on how we surely should live our lives. It is also profitable for reproof. The Bible offers rebuke to those in sin, who better to hold us accountable for right living. Surely there's no one better than God Himself through His Word. Also, the Bible is profitable for correction. The Bible explains what it means to turn away from sin and toward righteous living. And the last one that it's profitable for is training or instruction. The Bible, in other words, shows us how to live a life that pleases God and glorifies His name. And then the next one. The Bible gives us wisdom. Goodness gracious me, don't we need wisdom? Where does wisdom come from? My friends, God is the source of all wisdom. And because God is the author of the Bible, we can be assured that it is filled not just with wisdom, but with His wisdom. But you know, wisdom doesn't just happen. We have to decide to get wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 5. This requires reading and studying the truth of the Bible. Wisdom is then produced as we apply God's life-changing truth to our life. And you know, as we follow the Bible, we will make fewer mistakes. We need to be wise. We need to read the Bible. We need to discover its truths and apply life's wisdom moment by moment as we seek to live out each day. We can pray Moses' prayer, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So then, what does all this mean for us? Well, we can count on the Bible 100%, for it's 100% perfect instruction and information. We can't get better. It is indeed a great handbook for Christian life, which makes it an essential resource for us. So we need to remember the Bible shows us the way to eternal life, and it is given to us so that we may be thoroughly equipped for good work. I want to finish with quoting 2 Timothy 3, verse 17. Let us be faithful to study God's word, so we will know how to do God's work and endure the challenges that we face. Praise God for His word and for all it does, it could, it should mean to us. Amen.
So, picking up from where Bruce left off, we're going to sing, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ. And it says, I want to learn to read His word, for this is how I know the way to live my life as pleases Him in holiness and joy.
His word, for this is how I know the way to live.
So one of Deb's favourites, Shine Jesus Shine. So, not which bit I was going to pull out. But anyway, we sing in the chorus. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. So, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Let His Spirit live.
remind you that next week, second Sunday, we will be sharing communion together. May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah! An angel.